Hello and welcome to your health check bonus session. In a moment, I will take you through an exploration experience. But first of all, I would like to congratulate you for taking the time to complete the health check symptom scoring and for being open to acknowledge the things that bother you and that likely have an impact on your quality of life. I also want to encourage you to give yourself a good pat on the shoulder for taking a deep look inside and even getting clear on frequency and intensity of the health challenges you experience. This type of systematic scan is not something we would normally do. And yet, understanding where we are is a key first step when we have the desire to change. Now, before we go any further, I would like to ask you to get a pen and a piece of paper so that you can take some notes. And you'll also want to have a copy of your completed health check in front of you. And last but not least, you'll have the best experience with this exploration session in a quiet place, somewhere where you know you will not be disturbed. And also remember to put your phone on silent. Right. When you're ready, put both feet on the ground and take three deep belly breaths. And you may want to close your eyes throughout the exercise when you're not taking notes. So let's take three breaths together. In and blow it out. In and out. In and out. Okay, I hope you're fully present. And then for a moment, let's go back to the experience of completing the health check, which had you look at physical health challenges as well as mental and emotional ones. So even in this part, feel free to take some notes. And maybe it's just individual words that will pop up for you that you want to write down. How did that exercise feel for you? Were you surprised? Did you feel confronted? Did you feel judgment clouding your ability to choose the appropriate score? Or were you open and non-judgmental? Did the process of acknowledgement feel unsettling or comforting? Are you seeing patterns or clusters? For example, a concentration of scores in one area, or are the scores scattered across multiple areas? All too often, we put health challenges down to aging, or we ignore them or even self-medicate them with a cup of coffee, for example, so that we can get on with our day, or a glass of wine to help us wind down and fall asleep. I want to encourage you to shift away from ignoring or suppressing what we notice and instead to look at our symptoms as a gift. Yeah, that's right. We can make a conscious choice to seeing our headache, our eczema, our bloating, our mood swings, or whatever it is that comes up for us as a gift that is waiting to be unpacked and explored. It is, after all, the language our body uses to tell us something. And our body is the only place we have to live in. So let's take very good care of it. Take another few deep breaths. Now you'll need that pen and the piece of paper again. And I would like you to write down in your own words the health challenges from your health check that most impact your ability to enjoy life. The things that limit you or even prevent you from doing the things you love doing. And pick up to 5 health challenges. And so this could read something like constant fatigue and exhaustion, frequent diarrhea, debilitating migraines, frustrating joint pain. So see how this reads in your own words. And then I am going to give you a moment to write these things down. Okay, so if you need more time, just pause the recording. You can restart when you're ready. And then take another deep breath. And now I would like you to describe how the things from the list that you just made make you feel. Try and let this be as pure as making the list in the first place. No judgment. It's compassion that will help you name the feeling. So it could be things like limited, weak, held back, excluded, overwhelmed, frustrated, alone, scared. So these are just examples. Don't want to put words into your head. Just see what comes up for you and write those things down. And I'm going to give you a moment to do that. Okay, so again, if you're not finished, if you want some more time, just pause the recording. And when you're ready, I would like you to take we're going to do 3 more deep belly breaths. And you just blow out all of those feelings, right? You've acknowledged that they're there. Now we're letting them go. In. And out. Blow it all out. In. And let it go. One last time. In. And let it go. Good. So now what I want you to do is write down up to 5 things that you do want for your health so that you can do all the things that really matter to you. And formulate those in a positive way. So remember to say pain-free instead of not in pain. And I'm just realizing that's maybe not a great example because even the positive formulation here has the word pain in it, but you get the idea. So I'm going to give you a few other examples here. It could be things like full of energy, perfect skin, good digestion, clear thinking, stable moods. Okay, and I'm going to give you a moment again for this piece. Remember to stop the recording if you need more time. Wonderful. So now you have that list. How do these things, the things on your positive list, how do they make you feel? And write those things down. So, for example, free, powerful, focused, confident, empowered. Take a moment to write down your positive feelings that come from your health goals list. Okay, so now we're coming to the last part of this exercise. And this is where I would like you to take the feelings from your first list. So the feelings that you have because of the symptoms you're experiencing today, and write them down on the left side of your piece of paper so that you have space to the right of those words. And when you've written down one under one, you know, just a list one under the other, and then you put an arrow to the right of each of those words. And when you've done that, I would like you to match up those feelings with the feelings from your positive list. And you will see quite likely that you find some logical pairs when you go through this. So examples could be from stuck to free, from weak to powerful, from overwhelmed to focused, from frustrated to empowered, from confused to confident. So I'm going to give you a moment again to do that for your matching up your lists. And if you don't have a pair, it's okay. Just see what pairs up. And otherwise, you just have things on the left and on the right. So where you're now and where you want to go. And now let that sink in for a moment. This is the type of transformation that people experience when they embark on a self-exploration journey and when they are ready to take charge of their health. People have done this before you, and you can do this too. And you can let these positive feelings you have identified be your compass or where you want to go. If you are ready for your own transformation, but are unsure of how to get there, we are happy to be your guide on this journey. We're all unique, and what works for one person may not be right for another. So the personalized health strategies that you can learn will stay with you forever. Enjoying optimal health is actually a process. It's not a fixed destination. So when you embark on this journey, it's an investment for life. And with our knowledge and experience, we can save you time and frustration and money in the process of figuring out what exactly your body needs in order to feel better and live more. I'm inviting you to send us your completed health check, and you'll make a chance to qualify for a free discovery session. You can email us at connect@functionalmedicineeurope.com, and that is functional medicine in one word, minus europe.com. connect@functionalmedicineeurope.com. We're looking forward to hearing from you. And I want to finish with gratitude. I'm grateful that I can be your guide on already a little part of this journey. And I want to encourage you to feel that gratefulness for yourself, because you're doing this for yourself. Thank you.